Von Miller, Broncos all-time leader in sacks, 7-time All-Pro, 8-time Pro Bowler, and you're just named to the NFL.com's All-Decade Team, among many more accomplishments, and you were recently announced an NFLPA Final Community MVP. You're here to talk about your Mike Golcomo campaign. Von Miller, linebacker for the Denver Broncos, thank you for coming in.
Thank you guys for having me. Yeah. You know, my entire life I've struggled with eye care and vision issues, and you know, it created it made me very, very self-conscious about you know, my vision and my eyesight. That's why I'm so passionate about all vision issues. Mm-hmm. And glaucoma is a serious disease. Mm-hmm. It affects about 70 million people, you know, worldwide. Mm-hmm. And out of people that have glaucoma, you know, 27% of those people will go blind in one eye over the case of 10 years. Mm-hmm. So it's a very, very serious disease. It really affects the lifestyle as well. It makes things like driving and cooking dinner very, very tough. And you can go over to myglaucoma.com to really test your knowledge on the disease.
Now, you don't have glaucoma, right?
I don't have glaucoma, but I'm so passionate about vision. Mm-hmm. I started Von's Vision in 2012, mm-hmm. and we really help children with contacts, LASIK mm-hmm. surgery, eye exams, pretty much everything to do with eyes, glasses as well. And it was just a perfect, just the perfect team, you know, mm-hmm. to team up with my glaucoma and an Allergan.
Mm-hmm. And this has affected you since you were a child, right?
Yeah, I've had bad vision since I was in the second grade, as long as I can remember.
Mm-hmm. That affected with Dancing with the Stars at all?
No, I didn't. No, I didn't affect with Dancing with Stars. I wore contacts. I wore glasses too, but you mm-hmm. know, it didn't really affect me too much.
Okay. So you're participating in this campaign. What is your goal with my glaucoma?
I just want to, you know, raise awareness and knowledge, and you know, if we could help, you know, one person. There's 70, you know, million people around the world that mm-hmm. are affected with this disease, and if we can, you know, raise any type of awareness or any type of knowledge about it, that'd be my ultimate goal.
Mm-hmm. And what do you wear on the? I know you wear glasses on the field, but what sorts of specialty is that like athletes use to help them?
Sometimes I have like direct specs that I put inside my helmet.
Sure.
Sometimes I might put in contacts like workout and mm-hmm. you know, for games, and you know, I just have a constant rotation of glasses and contacts.
Mm-hmm. Cool. So how are you feeling as you're an NFL player now? You're 30 years old now, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking about vision. We're talking about your health in that way. How are you feeling health-wise entering, what is it now? Is it
10.
Almost your 10th season?
Yeah, 10 and be next year.
Yeah.
I'm feeling pretty good. Of course, you know, football does take a toll on the body and, you know, the emotions and the mind. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's a very, very tough sport. But, you know, where I'm at right now, I haven't even thought about retirement. I haven't even thought about, you know, it being over. I know that for 100% of all pro athletes, that, mm-hmm. that will happen. But I haven't really put too much thought into it. I know it's there, and I'm aware of it, and I'm aware of my peers around me, you know, mm-hmm. retiring, and stepping away from the game. But for me, I know it's there, but I feel like I still have so much more to give.
Yeah, I asked that because one of your peers, you're a premier linebacker, and then you have someone who would play right alongside you. Luke Kuechly just announced he retired.
Mm-hmm.
We're seeing that more and more in the NFL.
It's a tough sport, and Luke Kuechly was one of the greatest linebackers to ever do it. Mm. And then we saw it with Andrew Luck last year. It's definitely a tough sport, but I feel like I've been blessed to be, you know, healthy, you know, at 30 years old and still being able to move and contribute to my team like I should. If that ever drops and I feel like I can't contribute to my team and my teammates and my organization like I should, then I'll step away from it.
And I believe, I don't mean to bring this up, but I think your consecutive game streak was snapped this year. Is
yeah.
that right? I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, it's all good. And, you know, I had a great run for like 6 years. And, you know, even that game, I could have like tried to tough it out. You know, if it was like a playoff game or like, you know, something crazy, I could have, you know, toughed it out. But it was, you know, the opinion of, you know, my doctors and, you know, athletic trainers to just take this one game out. And it really helped me. It really helped me recover and, you know, really get back on track to being a player that I know I can be.
Mm-hmm. You know, you guys won the Super Bowl, 2015?
Mm-hmm.
And since then, you had one winning season, and you haven't made the playoffs since. Does that motivate you more as an athlete, or does it motivate you to keep playing even into your 30s?
As a pro, it's all about winning. Mm-hmm. You know, in college, if, you know, you lose, it's like, okay, we need another recruiting class, or, you know, if we get another coach, or, you know, if we can get better facilities. You know, it's always, you know, out in college. But in the pros, if you're not winning, it's you. And, you know, we've definitely tried to, you know, address not winning. Broncos country is so used to winning and winning championships and playing in the AFC championship game and winning the division and all of this stuff. We're so accustomed to that, and we'll get back to that. We have championship leadership. Mm-hmm. We have championship coaches. You know, we got a lot of young players on our team, and the only thing that'll help with that is experience. And we've had so much experience throughout this year. We handle so much adversity, and I feel like that adversity will help us build the type of character that we need to go deep into the playoffs and hopefully to a Super Bowl.
And we're currently deep in the playoffs. Are you going to be watching this weekend?
Yeah, I'm going to watch. You know, it's my life. So yeah. I'm paying attention.
What is it like facing Mahomes? Like, what, you know, some of these throws that we see him make are just unbelievable, and you are literally on the other side of it.
He's great. That is the bottom line. He's great, and you know, he can really complete any pass, can make any throw, sidearm, over the top, you know, touch passes. You know, he really makes that offense go. But he has a lot of great players around him, from Travis Kelce to, you know, Tyreek Hill, you know, to Sammy Watkins. And they have a really good offensive line, too. Mitchell Schwartz and Eric Fisher do a great job holding up. Their defense has came a long way as well. Frank Clark and, you know, Tyrann Mathieu are really leading their defense. They have a tough team, and, you know, they've worked hard to, you know, get to the point where they're at. I can remember a day where we used to play the Chiefs, and he used to be easy. It used to be easy for us to win. And the tides have kind of turned a little bit. And, you know, they've worked hard, and they've really, you know, earned their spot in the playoffs this year.
And the tides do turn quick. I mean, that was just a few years ago, and it was just a few years ago that your team was in the Super Bowl. So things, you know, we're talking about going into your 30s, and it could be that in your age 32 season, things can turn around for the Broncos, and you may be on that path again.
I like that. I like that a lot.
Yeah. So we're talking about a Michael. You're working with My Glaucoma Campaign, right? And, you know, you've worked to improve children's vision over your years in the NFL. I believe you entered the league in 2010, was it?
11.
2011, close, yeah. Okay. So over that time, we've seen new initiatives that the NFL has taken, you know, primarily with concussions. I don't know Luke Kuechly's exact decision to retire at this point, but, you know, you both play a position where, you know, very vulnerable to concussions, as is every player, but because you're banging heads a lot and because there's so much contact at these positions, there's a lot of that sort of coming in. And there's also proposals to increasing mental health, proposals along the lines of medical marijuana and player use of medical marijuana. How have, you know, sort of you've taken your own initiatives off the field. What has the experience been like as a player receiving these initiatives from the league, and how are you hoping the league can continue to improve some of the medical initiatives it's taking?
I'm very fortunate to play in a National Football League, and we've made huge strides and huge bounds to get to where we're at. You know, we continue to make the game safer. We continue to, you know, get bigger revenue deals, bigger TV contracts. We continue to evolve and get better. And I think with the leadership that we have over the National Football League, if we just stick to that track, you know, it'll be the type of league that we want it to be.
Mm-hmm. Do things like concussions concern you a lot as a player? I'm sure they're, you know, it's at the forefront of every conversation revolving NFL or involving NFL and player health. But is that something that you think about a lot?
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to get a concussion. It's not something that, like, I think about a lot. It's like, you know, concussions are super serious, but you know, it's like, you know, if you're a basketball player, are you worried about going out there and, you know, tearing your ACL or spraining your ankle? You know, concussions are way more serious than that. But it's just something that you think about, but you can't really let it affect the way you play.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's so many dangers in the sport of football, from ankle injuries, knee injuries, shoulders, mm-hmm. you know, concussions. There's so many different injuries out there. And if you really pay attention to that, it'll really change the way you play. And whenever it becomes a super serious issue, you should step back away from the game.
Mm-hmm. One of the big things that seem to keep coming up pretty much every time I turn on an NFL game is instant replay and challenging plays. And specifically, it seems to affect defenses a lot. Mm-hmm. So I'm curious of your perspective as a defensive player, where people seem to be arguing, you know, there's too much pass interference being called, or they're not reversing the calls, or, you know, what has it been like as a defensive player? Has this been frustrating for you, or do you feel like the league is moving in a direction where they're trying to get this right?
They're definitely trying to get it right, and it's you can't really please everybody, but I feel like the number one group of people that you should try to please are the fans. Mm-hmm. The fans make the sport go, and if they're saying it's too many calls, then we should step back away from the calls. But the fans are ultimately the ones that make the decision, mm-hmm. what they want to see, how they want to see the game go, and we should listen to their feedback and listen to the way that they want the game to be played. It's ultimately up to them that makes everything go.
Mm-hmm. How about as a sack artist hitting the quarterback? When Brady broke his leg before you got in the league, but that seemed to be when a lot of that shift happened.
Yeah.
Do you ever feel any hesitation when you're rushing the quarterback to make sure you're hitting them the right way or the legal way?
No, I feel like for me, I've always attacked the ball. Like I really don't even see the quarterback. Hmm. I know how important getting the ball back is for the game and how that can change momentum and how that can really change the outcome of the game. So I'm all about the ball, and I feel like when you put more focus on the ball, it takes you off the quarterback. Yeah. Whenever I'm coming through and I have a free, hit on a quarterback, I'm going straight for the ball to try to get the ball back for my teammates.
Sure. How about some playoff predictions? What do you think this weekend?
I like the Titans.
Really?
We talked about the Chiefs. We talked about the Chiefs a lot. San Francisco 49ers have a really good team. Mm-hmm. Green Bay Packers are tough too. Mm-hmm. We played the Chiefs two times this year. We played the Titans. We had the 49ers in the preseason, and we played the Green Bay Packers this year. Mm. And Aaron Rodgers, you always have to factor him in. 49ers have the best team in the playoffs right now. The Tennessee Titans are building up crazy momentum that could lead to a special season for those guys. Mm. And the Chiefs have Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid, Travis Kelce, a great defense, Sammy Watkins, Tyreek Hill. Mm. So all of these teams are very, very skilled, and you really can't count out any of these teams. It really makes for a very interesting and entertaining playoff round.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a prediction for the Super Bowl?
I got the Titans.
You do have the Titans?
I got the Titans.
Wow.
I got the Titans beating the 49ers. I know it'll change. But I just can't say the Chiefs. I want the Chiefs to win. I think the Chiefs are going to win. Yeah. So, the Chiefs have a really good team, too. The San Francisco 49ers have probably the best team in the playoffs right now. Mm-hmm. The Green Bay Packers have Aaron Rodgers, and Tennessee Titans are building up some crazy momentum right now.
Mm-hmm. Anything else you'd like to say about my glaucoma and anything else you're trying to do?
You can go over to myglaucoma.com to take a quiz to really test your knowledge on glaucoma. Hmm. I took the quiz. I had a perfect score, so you can kind of measure your glaucoma knowledge up against me.
Well, good luck at the Pro Bowl next week. And Von Miller, good luck to you in your 10th NFL season coming up next year.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys for having me.